I'll just give you a quick injury update regarding practice for today. Healthy heading into it, which I'm excited about. We'll have two guys that won't go today. That'll be Brooks Reed and Devin Hester. And then past that, we'll get rolling. So looking forward to that and open it up with some questions regarding the game.
Yeah, Coach, what are you all trying to accomplish when you when they try to run the tempo, and how do you match that 11 seconds tempo they're trying to run?
Yeah, really, we play a fast style, too, defensively. So we play no huddle as well. And it's really important for us to understand we're going to get our cleats in the grass and attack, similar to how they play. So it's a terrific matchup and one we've been accustomed to through the years of playing, and can't wait to do it again here Monday night.
And O'Brien Schofield, he's listed as Brooks Reed's replacement. Is that the way we're going to go there?
You'll see Brooks, and you'll also see Croy Bierman, who will play some Sam. In this game, there'll be a mix between our base and nickel packages when you face a team that, you know, features more three wide receiver sets than others. So, fortunately, that versatility that Brooks has, that Sko has, Vic has, and we have a couple other guys who move around. And that's part of the reason we do that, to have that versatility. So when these injuries come up, which they do during the year, it's not really a wholesale change. They've already done that. So it's really by design in terms of the versatility that we work so many guys during the OTAs and during training camp at other spots.
And does it make it more challenging when you're facing a team like this that has a new quarterback, two new running backs, I think a brand new number one and number two wide receiver, in terms of how to scout them, how to prepare for them?
Well, a number of them we've seen a lot on tape, and we certainly have lots of respect in terms of the way they play and going against Sam and DeMarco and the guys who are like, you know, we've seen play. You know, we've only got great respect for their style. So that's you know, pretty common also as the beginning part of the year goes, where a guy may come from another team, whether it's a draft pick or a free agent. So not uncommon to us at this time of year to have new faces, you know, when we're playing the opponent. So really comes back to us and our style and how we play. So we tend not to go too far into the matchups and really want to, you know, get right back to our style and how we play. Sure, it's one of the most important things that we can do defensively in terms of affecting the quarterback. So our pass rush, we'll do it out of our base package. We'll do it out of our nickel package. And we've got a number of guys that have really developed into that position. So Sko is one, Beasley's one, Adrian Claiborne, Babineau. We've worked hard with Tyson Jackson inside, Rashid Hageman, so Croy as well. So there's a number of guys that will be counted on to fill our necessity to affect the quarterback. So we're excited with the work we've done, and we can't wait to get it going here with the guys.
And with Philadelphia's starting O-line, they released their two starting guards, and Sam Bradford started seven games in the past two seasons. Has that been something you've been talking about?
We've not. The main thing we want, right back to our focus, is about us and our style and how we play. So let's make that really clear, you know, in terms of it really comes down to our style and how we play and our attitude. So we've got great respect for them, for the guys that are there, but at the end of the day, we're really going to focus on how we play.
Talking about your offensive line, how big a challenge is it that this will be the first game that this unit has been together will be Monday night?
Yeah, and the number of them have been there. So we've added Andy into the mix with that group. So he's been a terrific guy so far and getting into it. So it's not like we have five new guys, you know, playing who haven't played ball together. So Andy will be the new one that's headed in there, and he's fit right in with the group. So it's great to have Jake back in there. We've got Mike inside at the center spot, and Chester and Schrader have been there a whole bunch and worked together. So lots been said about that, and the connection with those guys is real, and it'll keep getting stronger and stronger as we go.
How does Bradford look in the limited time you've been able to see him on tape?
I think the thing that, man, he's always been just a guy with great accuracy and just really, you know, the deep balls, the touch, and then, of course, he's always had the movement. So he's a real challenge for us. He's a factor, and we've got our hands full inside and outside of the pocket. So he's looked great in the preseason, you know, in terms of the style and approach that they're playing him with, and he certainly looks like a guy that, you know, when you feature a guy in the right spot, it certainly looks like that's the case with him.
And their offense gets a lot of the hype and the discussion, but special teams, considering they have three guys that, you know, have earned their stripes in terms of bringing back Sproles, Huff, and now Barner, I think that's
sure.
This preseason.
Yep. Yeah, and we've got a good unit as well. And so we love seeing those kind of matchups. It's just good on good. Defensively, they're strong as well. I think last year, if I'm not mistaken, they had 11 non-offensive touchdowns between returns and defensive scores. So really an opportunistic group, both special teams and defensively. So love the matchup. We are such a fundamental team. We're just trying to, like crazy, to be the best fundamental team in ball. So those kind of matchups, you just love them. So no more regard for them than the next team, but we certainly have, you know, lots of respect for what they've put on tape.
Any
Yeah, I think that probably is we're getting a lot of talk, you know, about guys who are coming in, but I think it's pretty common, Led, in terms of through the year, not just in our club, but other clubs. You know, players come in through the year, you know, for workouts as we're going, so we'll take another look today as it's going, but I don't want that to be, you know, misunderstood during the year when we bring guys in for workouts. That'll be pretty commonplace with us and with teams around the league, as you guys know, so we're looking forward to that today. Vaughn?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk during the preseason about Matt and being on the move in this offense and stuff like that. How much of an asset can that be as this line is still trying to gel and come together? How much of an
Sure.
asset
I think the biggest thing is, like, when you're running the wide zone, it's the keepers that come off it. So when you run the zone and then the keepers by the quarterback coming back out, that's really the balance in the run-pass action that you have to be accounted for. So it's a real factor in our offense. And his quickness, foot quickness, coming out and being able to throw on the run has been really impressive to us. And knowing that he can do that and throw on the run and make the reads, and when it's there for him to take some yards and then go slide, we'll do that too.
Dan, what have you, obviously, looking at this coaching matchup, Chip's come in and kind of obviously made his mark pretty quickly with the Eagles. What do you, I mean, obviously things are a little different in terms of the structure and the management, but what have you tried to bring, put your sort of stamp on this team, and what are you looking to do as y'all go?
I think most of the time it comes back to, you know, really playing true to your style. And fortunately for me, I've worked with some terrific coaches who, you know, you want your team to play in a certain fashion and a certain standard that you're looking for. And I think, you know, that's why we all have so much respect for Chip and the way his team plays. And he's totally committed to the style that they want to play. And I think that's a real mark of a good coach, you know, when you stay committed to the beliefs you have. And it's not this week, and something different. So I think it's one of the things I respect so much about him and their program.
You're
right,
this,
sure.
Right. Is yours approached the same way?
I think just we're trying to take each guy as far as we can, and while we have so much respect for them, you're always just trying to find an edge. Is there a little bit more we can do to find a way to just keep teaching and keep getting better? So, yeah, we certainly recognize, you know, that philosophy as well in terms of how far can we just keep pushing each guy and just to throw the best practices we can. So that's why we're so excited to get going with today as we're, you know, kind of fully underway with our group. Throw us a great one today and keep working like crazy just to keep trying to improve.
Coach, training camp's over, everything now is ready to be live bullets. Are you happy that the season's finally here? What are some of your thoughts?
Yeah, I am so excited, and that's why we do it, you know, to get this opportunity to help go through the off season, to, you know, help, you know, organize the guys in such a fashion and you know, featuring the guys in the right spots to play at their best. So now that we're finally here and we get a chance to do that, I couldn't be more excited. Well, the fact that we're playing a no-huddle team, I can't wait to see the dome rocking. And so we need everybody there, and I'm so excited to see our team connect with our city and our fans, and honestly just so thrilled to be a part of that.
Coach, you said Devin's not going to practice today. You know, he could be such an asset on special teams. You got Hardy in that role right now, or who do you
Yeah, we're anticipating him moving forward and being ready as the week goes.
You do?
Yeah.